Hi there. Let me start saying that Spanish is a mostly vowel-oriented tongue. What do I mean with this? English is very focused and very exact on the right pronunciation of the consonants. So you can easily notice if you're an English speaker that Spanish speakers, native Spanish speakers, when they speak English, we are not so good at pronouncing the consonants, the end of the words, right? The double consonants, okay? That's because Spanish, unfortunately from my point of view, tends too much towards a laziness of pronouncing correctly the consonants. So the Spanish speakers, we tend to round up the consonants and sometimes even simplifying double consonants or not pronouncing the last letter of a word if it is a consonant, okay? So that's very unfortunate, but it happens, it's a fact, okay? So on the other hand, Spanish is very vowel oriented, okay? And the vowels in Spanish have one single pronunciation, one single sound, and it's very flat, very flat, very open, okay? So the same inconvenience Spanish speakers have when speaking in English, their consonants, our consonants are so lousy, okay? English speakers tend they cannot pronounce usually very, very flat vowels, okay? So that's a distinction, a characteristic of Spanish. So A, letter A, is not A, no A, no A, it's A, A. Letter E in Spanish is E. It's not A, it's not E, it's not E, it's E, flat. E, okay? E, it's flat. There is no variation in the tone, right? It's one tone, one sound. Same thing with I. For us, it's E or E, right? Short, right? E, or long, E. You see, there is no tone. It's not I. With O, it's O, or long, O. It's not O or O, it's O, simply very flat. Same thing with U, right? Letter U is U. Let's pronounce it long. U. You see, there is no more than one single tone. Therefore, our vowels, while in English, this would be A, I, E, O, U, A, I, E, O, U. In Spanish, it's A, I, O, U. A, E, I, O, U. Okay? Good. So, whatever we pronounce with a vowel, it's just one flat, monotone sound. For example, there is a very common Spanish name that I frequently hear that it's very hard to pronounce in English. Hernán. Okay? This has an accent here. Hernán. Okay? So, the H is mute, as I said before. The letter E is flat, E. The letter A is flat, A. Hernán. The N is typical N. And the R, I'll talk about the R in a minute, okay? So, Hernán. Keep in mind, try to pronounce all vowels super, super flat in Spanish. Good. Let's talk of letter R. Letter R has two different sounds in Spanish, okay? We have the rough or tough R or hard R, rrr, and we have the soft R, rrr. Okay? So when do we have a hard R and a soft R? When the R is at the beginning of a word, It is the hard R. R. When the R is doubled, it is the hard R. R. But when the R is not at the beginning of the word and is not doubled, it is a soft R. 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 Okay? R. So let me show you this with an example. What best example than my own name and last name, okay? Which is a good exercise for practicing the R, as you will see now. Rodrigo, that's my given name. Ferreira. Okay? Rodrigo Ferreira. Ferreira is my family name. Good. See how the first R is pronounced R, hard R. This R in the middle is not doubled. It is R, dri. It's not dri, it's dri. Okay? This R in Ferreira, in my last name, is doubled. Therefore, it is pronounced R, rei, R. This last R is not doubled and is in the middle of the word, therefore it is pronounced R, right? The soft sound, ra, R, ra. So this is Rodrigo Ferreira. Let me separate in syllables. Ro, dri, go. Fe, rei, ra. Okay, Rodrigo Ferreira. So, how do you pronounce the R in Spanish? The English R is mainly pronounced with your throat, and the tongue goes rolled back, okay? R, right? You roll your tongue backwards, and it doesn't actually touch your palate, okay? R. Or slightly, very in the back. To pronounce the Spanish R, your tongue is not rolled backwards, okay? R, it remains forward and slightly touching the front of your upper palate, okay? And it's a sound of the vibration of the tongue near your front teeth, okay? The upper front teeth. R, but you don't touch your teeth, okay? So let me give you a tip on how to pronounce it easier. And this is not the exact thing, but it's the most similar thing. If you're having trouble, try to pronounce TR, okay, or DR. Okay? So try to say TR, TR, or DR, DR. Okay? That way you can pronounce the rolling R sound, R, okay? I don't know why it is called rolling R sound, but I've heard the English speakers call it that way, so I'm just repeating what I heard. So once you manage to pronounce it TR and DR, just remove the T and the D and you can say R or R, okay? Or simply R, short. Right? Good. So that about letter R. Let me pronounce, before we continue with some more phonetic tips, let me pronounce all the letters of the Spanish alphabet. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, L, M, N, Ñ, O. P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. This Y, to differentiate it from letter I, we call it Y. So this would be Greek I, okay? Y is called Greek I. Why? Because what in English we call I is actually the Latin I, Okay, so this is Latin I and this is Greek I. Okay, in Spanish, I Latina or simply I, and this is I Griega. In some countries, they can call Y Griega also Y, right? Y. Now, I've mentioned before that Y and Y are pronounced Y, Y, okay? Like in yo, I, yo. However, in Spanish from Argentina and from Uruguay, I come from Uruguay, we pronounce these two sounds, Y and Y, like the English CH, okay? CH, sorry, SH, SH, shh. Therefore, the pronoun I, yo, is pronounced sho in Argentina and in Uruguay. The word for rain, which in Spanish is lluvia, okay? Lluvia in Argentina and in Uruguay is pronounced lluvia. Lluvia. So, if you ever come across somebody speaking Spanish and pronouncing the sh sh sound, which actually does not exist in Spanish, okay? If a Spanish speaker uses the sh sound anytime, then he's either from Argentina or from Uruguay, okay? Good. Well, let's finish our class here so as not to make classes too long, and let's continue speaking of this in our class number 4.